Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Neseh shehu nosson al pitano yoshin. If you have a plank of wood which is going across an older oven, meaning an oven which is mekabel tuma, yaitzeh mizeh umizeh tefach, and it extends on the right side and the left side of this tanur yoshin a tefach, avaloi minat sadim, but not on the other two sides. In other words, it's a rectangular shape, so it does extend over the edges of this oven, but only on two opposite sides, for example, the east side and the west side, but not on the north side and the south side. Tuma betzadze, if there's tuma underneath the east side, then kelim shebetzad hasheni tahorim, the kelim which are on the west side are going to be tahor, because since there's no ohal extending around the tanur yashan, therefore the tuma has no way of being transferred underneath that ohel, being that there's a mechitza between the two sides of the ohel. Rabbi Yossi metami, however, Rabbi Yossi's position is that the kelim on the other side are tamei, because he holds the tanur is not ma'akev, the tuma does not serve as a chatzitza in front of the tuma. Habitach, a windowsill, which extends inside the room and outside the room. When you have tuma underneath perhaps the inside of the room, the windowsill inside, and you have a kli which is tahar underneath the outside of the windowsill. Eine meves, the tuma will not bring the tuma, because you have the wall in between, and that serves as a chatzitza. Hayabai ziz, what if above the windowsill was a window post? So although we now have a wall which is separating the two inside and the outside of the lower end of the bottom of the window frame, which is the windowsill, but now we have the top of the window frame, which also extends. And perhaps if in case where that is also covering the entire width of the lower windowsill, then do we then say, being that the upper window frame does not have a wall separating the inside and the outside, perhaps that would bring the tumah. So hayabai ziz, if there was a beam on the upper end of the window frame, which is above the windowsill, do we say it brings the tumah? Rabbi Eliezer says, eine meves, the tumah does not bring the tumah, because the windowsill is a chatzitza between it and the upper window frame. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, however, Rabbi Yeshua says, right as a betach kilo einai, we consider the windowsill as if it's not there. Maybe as a tumah, and the upper frame of the window will bring the tumah from the kalim on one side of the windowsill to the kalim on the other side of the windowsill. Mishnah Dalet. Sandal shel arisa. If you have a metal cup-like device which was put on the bottom of the legs of cribs, and due to the weight of the cribs or due to the poor construction, very often if you put it upstairs, those legs of the crib with the cups, with the metal cups which are protecting them, would sometimes sink all the way down and make holes in the floor and now be visible to those downstairs. So sandal shel arisa, if you have the legs, the sandal which is put on the legs of a crib, shepsochei b'seich habayis, that now it went through and they're visible from downstairs. And there's tuma downstairs. Our question now is, does the tuma go through those holes upstairs? Im yesh boy, if there's in the space of this opening, paiseach tefach a tefach wide, hakol tame, then everything's going to be tame. And even though those holes are plugged up with the feet of the crib, but since they are a dover hamikabel tuma, because they are metal, a kli cannot be chotzeitz b'fnei tuma v'yam lav. And if the holes are not a paiseach tefach, meinen boy, Kederech Shemainim Bimeis. We will look at those metal feet the same way we would look at any metal which is in the same ohel as a mace. And just like all metal kalim which are in the same ohel as a mace get the status of an avi, avois hatoma, similar to the mace itself, so to the legs, these metal cups that are supporting the legs will also be an avi avois hatoma, which would make the actual arisa into a av hatoma.